On Tuesday, a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture met to review the fiscal year 2018 USDA budget request. Calls for deep cuts in many programs. John Hoven of North Dakota is the chairman.
The reductions proposed in the president's budget directly impact small rural communities that many of us call home. Production agriculture is the cornerstone of local rural economies, and weakening the farming safety net would leave farmers and ranchers vulnerable to low commodity prices and unforeseen weather conditions. We know we have low commodity prices right now, and unfortunately, it's looking like it could be a drought year as well. So that makes it a tough time in the farm patch, and I know you're well aware of it. Cuts to ag research undermine our country's ability to compete internationally and meet the demands of a growing global population. Ag remains one of America's net export industries due to open trade, and we must continue to explore foreign markets, access for our producers. And that is a bright spot. We have a positive balance of trade in ag, and so those trade agreements are very, very important that they give our farmers an opportunity to export the great products that they produce. Well, I support many proposals included in the president's budget, such as increased funding for our military and defense. The burden of balancing the federal budget cannot be placed on the backs of farmers and our rural communities. Ag has already done its fair share by reducing spending in the current farm bill. When passed in 2014, the farm bill was calculated to save more than $23 billion. So that was the CBO office estimate. In actuality now, scored over the next 10 years, the farm bill saves $104 billion. So clearly ag is doing its part to help with the budget debt and deficit. But right now, they're facing a tough time. And that's the whole idea behind the countercyclical safety net, behind crop insurance, is that when they need it, it's there for them. Eliminating key rural development programs, as proposed in the budget, would inhibit the smallest rural communities from upgrading aging infrastructure and growing small businesses. I also remain concerned about the proposed elimination of the position of Undersecretary for Rural Development, and I look forward to hearing further rationale for the department's approach and how they're going to handle it and make sure that that commitment is there. We need to invest in the future of agriculture and rural America. And as chairman, I look forward to working with Ranking Member Merkley and other members of the committee to identify those priorities and make the most effective and efficient decisions on behalf of the American taxpayer.
And Jeff Merkley of Oregon is the ranking member.
The president's budget proposal for the Department of Agriculture for fiscal year 2018 was developed prior to your confirmation, Mr. Secretary. And for the sake of today's hearing, that's probably a good thing, because the budget comes across less as a Make American Agriculture Great budget and more as a Rural America and Farmers Last budget. Net spending for agriculture and rural development is cut by about $5 billion or 26%. More than 20 research programs are eliminated, and the rest are cut at a time when we desperately need innovation in agriculture. USDA's most important customer service agencies, specifically for farmers, are hit hard. The Farm Service Agency would lose almost 1,000 employees who help producers across America access USDA's farm loan programs. The Natural Resources Conservation Service budget would cut funding for conservation by $100 million, resulting in thousands of fewer conservation plans, which are a requirement for producers to enroll in USDA's conservation programs as well as to apply for crop insurance. You can't have a good customer service if you don't have customer service representatives.
Opening statements from the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on Tuesday. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.